5:38 here on KRDO's Afternoon News. I'm Andrew Rogers. Joining me on the KRDO Newsline is Ryan Plunkett with Edward Jones. And many of us probably felt 2020 lasted a long time. Now that we're in 2021, you can make that fresh start. And one way you can do that is to make some New Year's resolutions. And of course, those New Year's resolutions are for all part of our life. And a lot of those could also be financial resolutions as well. Right, Ryan?
Absolutely, Andrew. That's a great point, and there certainly are financial New Year's resolutions that we can all make. For example, one, don't overreact to events. In early 2020, when the pandemic first hit, we saw the stock market plunge, but patient investors who stuck with it were rewarded when the market bounced back. And while nothing is a certainty in the investing world, the events of 2020 did follow a familiar historic pattern: major crisis, followed by market drop, followed by strong recovery. So the lesson for investors: don't overreact to today's news, because tomorrow may look quite different. Two, be prepared. While events like the pandemic are obviously rare, all sorts of things can disrupt your financial strategy, and it's a good idea to build an emergency fund, what I like to call lazy money, containing 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses in liquid, low-risk vehicles that are out of the stock market. Three, focus on what you can control. For example, during the pandemic, some employers cut their matching contributions to 401k plans. But instead of focusing on things you cannot control, like employer matches, focus on what you can. So when it comes to your 401k, put in as much money as you can afford to put in this year, and as your salary goes up, increase those contributions. And finally, recognize your ability to build savings. During 2020, the personal savings rate in the U.S. shot up to a record of 33% in April, largely because people simply had fewer things to spend their money on. But if you managed to boost your own personal savings rate while things were constrained, is it possible to remain a good saver when those restrictions are lifted? Well, probably so. And the greater your savings, the greater your financial freedom to do things like contribute more towards my retirement or pay down excessive debt.
And Ryan, as you work with clients on a daily basis to implement some of these strategies, what's the best way to make sure that we're staying on track with everything throughout the year?
Oh, that's a great question. I use a very simple but highly effective three-step process. It starts with understanding what's important to you. What is your why? And gaining a deep understanding of that. Secondly, we're going to use an established process to tailor a customized strategy to help you get from where you are today to your why. And third, I'm going to partner with you throughout your lifetime to take that journey with you step by step to help keep you on track. So in the examples we just used, we're building a tailored strategy of how much lazy money do I need, and what's the best vehicle to use for my lazy money, so at least my lazy money is getting off the couch once in a while and cutting the grass for me. It's doing something. Partnering to keep you on track, doing some behavioral coaching, so it makes it easier for you not to overreact when things get stressful in the market.
And Ryan Jones, a financial advisor with Edward Jones, member SIPC, serving individual investors with that personalized attention and financial advice. If anyone wants to set out and make those New Year's financial resolutions, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Ryan Plunkett, and I am located at 5713 Constitution Avenue, which is on the southwest corner of Powers and Constitution. And you can reach us anytime at 719-380-1177.
All right, Ryan Plunkett, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you Monday just after 5 o'clock, as we do every week.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you then, Andrew. Have a great week.
You as well. We have another check of traffic and weather together still ahead here on KRDO's Afternoon News.